You're listening to Mexican Bee Podcast. Come on, these guys need all the help they can get.
I don't really know what to talk about today, Matthew. Let's talk about the fucking heatwave. Does that interest you?
It'd be like a 2-minute thing.
No, it wouldn't. We could talk for ages about the heatwave.
Okay.
It's hot, isn't it? I hate it, it's so annoying. My computer's like 100 fucking degrees. I keep burning my like foot on it. So I've like got a fan on the computer.
Put your foot on it.
Yeah, but I know I'm right sat right next to it, so I kinda like have to. Like swing my leg around, it like touches it. And it's really hot. And I've got a fan like on me. Ugh, it's too hot. I'm sick of the heatwave already.
I'm just in my tiny little box room, sweating.
Is it hot in there in your room, is it?
Yeah, I've got the window open, both windows open. I would have the door open, but then you'd hear everyone.
See, I've got my door closed now as well, and now I'm recording. Because everyone comes in and is embarrassing on mic.
No shitty peoples.
Yeah. So yeah, it's hot. You need to come round and get in my swimming pool.
Well, invite me round then for.
I don't know when I'm next free, like properly.
I can do Ghana.
Excuse me.
Hello? No, wait. Let me do that.
That's gonna be one.
Well, just hello.
That's going to be like a little interlude. Okay, this Zlisters website is terrible. It's just fucking toey people.
You mean towy?
Yeah.
Toey.
Toey. Can you think of any Zlisters that we could talk about?
I barely know the A-listers.
How do you spell has-beens?
Has-beens. A-S-B-E-E-N.
I thought it was like B-I-N. Has-been.
No. That's just how common we speak. Has-beens.
Thing Rhymes isn't a has-been.
Husband.
There's like the top 12 has-beens, and apparently Ving Rhames is like number 10 or whatever.
I don't know who that is.
Pulp Fiction, the big black guy.
Right.
No,
I don't remember. But is there someone racing in your house?
No, it's the fucking, you know, the big what's it called? Past KFC up to Sainsbury's.
Oh, the roundabout. Oh, the dual carriageway. Oh,
they always do it, like when it's hot. I don't know why. Like, you'll hear it about 20 times. They just go up and down it. They go down to Coral Reef roundabout, go back down to Sports Centre roundabout, and then go back up again. Like, racing. Such losers.
God.
What a waste of petrol. Number 9 is Carmen Electra.
Yeah, no, I'll agree with that. She's in all them awful scary movie films.
Yeah.
Only like a 2-minute part.
This is true. What is she? Was she like a model or something?
Or got tits out or something? She was originally an actress in Baywatch with like Pam and all that.
I did not. What? She's not that old. She can't be that old, can she?
I think so.
Oh. That's crazy.
I'll have a look.
Oh, this one should have been higher. Number 8, Tara Reid. She's not really done anything apart from having pepperoni nipples and being an American Pie, is she?
No, she was in like the latest one, weren't she?
Yes.
Yeah, and she was awful in that.
Yeah, she was pretty shit.
Like, I've never seen anyone pretend to be asleep that bad since, like, I was 5 and I used to do it. Like, to get out of waking up for school.
Her, like, ugly nipples represent her acting skills, I think. Just nobody wants to
sharp
see it.
And not very good.
Amanda Bynes, number 7. Only because of recently, even... I think.
Yeah, I didn't even know of her until then, so I'd say she's gone up and been more famous because of it.
Did you not used to watch her on like Nickelodeon?
No, I didn't watch Nickelodeon and all that, did I?
Oh. I remember this guy.
1 to 5.
1 to 5?
Yeah, channels 1 to 5.
Oh, okay. Got you. I don't even know if you're going to know this guy. Tom Arnold.
Tom Arnold?
Yes.
I recognise the name.
Google him. The only thing I know him from was a film called Carpool.
Tom Arnold.
Tom Arnold.
Oh, didn't he do, is he the one that did Whose Line Is It Anyway?
I have no idea.
No, I might be wrong here. Yeah, I'm really, really
struggling
wrong here.
To think of him.
Yeah, I don't know why I know him. I'm looking through his...
You're on his wiki.
I might have seen him on Roseanne years ago.
Oh, yes. He did do Roseanne. Not literally,
but
that's gross.
Other than that, I can't see anything else I would have seen him in.
I've only seen him in one film.
What film was that?
Couple. It's the greatest film ever.
What was it?
Carpool. It was like...
Carpool.
Yeah, it was like this guy... His wife is sick, so he has to do the carpool before he goes to the office. And he like picks up all these like 10 kids. And they're like really annoying and stuff. And then this guy like hijacks the car. Who's that Tom Arnold guy. And he's like, it's criminal. But they end up having like a fun carpool journey. I don't know, it's really weird. It was a good film though.
I've just got it up. It's from 1996.
Oh god, that was years ago.
Yeah. Wow. The film received universally poor reviews, with many critics panning its poor plot and acting, with a Metacritic rating at 15 out of 100, and Rotten Tomatoes giving the film a 0%.
Oh dear.
Oh my god. It was a commercial bomb, having failed to recoup the budget of $17 million.
No way. That's pretty crazy.
So it's a terrible film.
I thought it was kind of cool. Just saying.
Oh, hold on, he's in loads of stuff. Hold on, I might find some new stuff that I've seen him in. Splendid films.
Which one?
Oh.
Tom Arnold.
I found a film I might know him from.
Go on.
In 2012, he was in a film called Jewtopia.
Oh dear. Was he actually?
An independent comedy film. Oh dear.
I had Jennifer Love Hewitt in it.
Yeah, it did.
And I don't recognise anyone else.
Nope.
Oh, I had John Lovitz. John Lovitz is awesome.
I don't know him.
I think if you saw his face, you'd know.
He's really been in a lot of films that no one would have ever heard of because they're all terrible.
Who, John Lovitz or Tom Arnold?
Tom Arnold.
Oh.
Like, Moonlight and Mistletoe, Remarkable Power, Good Dick.
Oh.
Homo Erectus.
Oh, Jesus.
And Kicking and Screaming. I hope they're not all related.
I've heard of Kicking and Screaming.
Really?
It's Will Ferrell film, I think. And he, like, teaches his son's, like, soccer class or something.
You're right.
It was a good film.
That is exactly what that is.
It's a very, very good film.
I'm tired of Tom Arnold. Give me someone new.
Oh, okay. Hold on.
He is a has-been.
Holly Madison.
Will I actually know?
I don't know her.
Well, why are you giving me it?
I don't know, I'm just saying. Madison. Oh, okay. It's not provided the number, so I forgot what number I'm on. Oh, okay, she's a Playboy bunny or something, maybe?
Yeah, I was about to say, I don't think these films look okay on my history now.
Oh my god, that was number 6, by the way. Number 5 shouldn't even be in this list, because he's amazing. Are you ready? Why?
Yeah.
Andy Dick is a genius. I'm guessing you've never heard of him.
God, oh. No!
What?
He's terrible.
He's funny.
No, he's not. He's annoying.
I like him.
He's awful.
I liked him in Dude, Where's My Car? I think that was pretty good.
I don't even remember him in that film.
He was, like, locked in the Frenchman's cage.
In his cave.
Cave.
Welcome to the cave.
Number 4. Shannon Elizabeth.
Seriously, I don't know any of these people.
Yeah, it's Nadia from American Pie. Oh, Jim!
No. Yeah, no. Jim, Jim!
Jim, Jim!
They were brilliant. Brilliant.
Oh, I loved American Pie. The latest one was really good. I did like that.
Yeah, it was a bit of a return to form after, like, you know, Band Camp and all that lot.
The Beta House, oh my god, they're a load of shit, weren't they?
Good.
My god, who the fuck is this? Her name is Star Jones.
Star Jones?
Star Jones is best known for her job co-hosting ABC's morning talk show The View. Oh, I didn't know that.
Star Jones. No, don't recognise her. She's a lawyer.
Oh. Wait, you're looking at the wrong one.
No, she's a lawyer, journalist, writer, and television personality.
Oh, this one doesn't say she's a lawyer.
Of ABC.
Oh. It's the same person.
ABC show, The View, back in, like, 97 to 06, apparently.
Okay, the next one should not be in there either. At number 2 on the top 10 celebrity has-beens, Chris Angel.
Oh, he is bad.
I saw him in Vegas. He was pretty good.
No, he's not. If you ever watch his, like, TV shows, the amount that the camera turns away from it, and he's just moved away, and then he's slated, like, did you see, like, last week or something, he slated Dynamo for copying his tricks.
I don't like Dynamo, though. I think he's pretty shit. Like, what was he did, like, a couple of months ago, the old arm on the bus thingy? Did you see that?
Yeah.
But then they showed how he did it, and it was like, oh, okay.
Oh, did they?
Yeah. It was like a fake arm on like a support. It was pretty rubbish.
Oh. That is really rubbish.
I was a bit annoyed. Oh, number 1's quite deserved on our top 10 celebrity has-beens. Are you ready?
I am.
Lindsay Lohan. Had to be, really, didn't it?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
I wouldn't have picked anyone else to be a has-been.
I would honestly go as far as saying Charlie Sheen as well.
Really?
Yeah.
The Americans love him, though. They, like, proper...
I don't get it.
I think, like, when we, like, have 2.5 Men, the old series over here, everyone laughs and it's all funny and stuff. And then if you ever watch his new show, it's like Anger Management or something it's called.
No, I haven't
seen it. What a load of shit. It's so boring. Yeah, man. And it's like silly American comedy that's not funny.
And it's the way he goes, like...
Running, duh!
That his, yeah, his big breakdown was such a big thing, so now he uses it all the time. Like,
definitely.
You know, it was in that scary movie film, like, oh, I've came back from worse than this.
Lols. Brilliant. Oh, wait, are you on about the new scary movie?
Yeah.
Oh, I've not seen it yet. It's any... Oh, it can't be any good then.
No, I saw the adverts and thought, I will never watch this film.
Fair enough.
It just makes me sad, because the first ones, like, one and two were really, really funny.
They were really good. And then it just got stupider.
It just went downhill.
Hello, I'm the Queen, and you, yes, you, are listening to Mexican Beat Podcast. Oh, you lucky one.
Okay, I've got something for you to put into perspective, yeah?
Okay.
About how your life is going.
Okay.
Okay. A man... Have you ever heard of Thomas Blackthorne?
No.
Right. From Stoke. Okay.
Okay.
And he holds the world... the Guinness World Record for the greatest weight lifted with a human tongue.
What?
Yep.
He lifts weights with his tongue.
He lift... Not just weights. He lifted 12.5 kilograms.
Jesus Christ. That's heavy. Yes. Well, it's heavy. That's...
27 pounds.
Jesus. That's... Sometimes I moan when my tongue's cold from licking an ice lolly. But this guy's lifting 12k.
12.5k.
Jeez. What's his name again? Something Blackthorne. He's not the guy...
Thomas Blackthorne.
He's not the guy that made cider, is he? Blackthorne cider.
Made what?
Blackthorne cider.
No, I don't think that was him.
Huh.
No, this was in 2008, so I don't think it was him.
Do you reckon you could do that?
Honestly? No.
When was it, did you say?
It was 1st of August 2008.
I reckon I could do that. Jokes, not really.
No.
There's no way I could
but
do that.
This runs me on to my next question.
Okay.
The most impressive thing you've ever done.
The most impressive thing I've ever done?
Yeah.
I don't know. The most impressive thing
anything
I've ever
similar?
Done?
Similar? No?
I'm thinking. Hold on. I don't know. I've not really done anything impressive, if I'm honest. I sung at the Royal Albert Hall. Does that count?
Hold on, what?
I sung at the Royal Albert Hall.
When?
I don't know if... Oh, when I was younger.
Why?
Because. Because I did.
But what were you doing?
It was like from school. We all like went there for like the day
cool.
and sung. I want to say it was like choir, but it wasn't. There was no like dresses or anything that you had to wear, so.
No. Oh.
It was like.
Were you like that?
Choiry sort of glee thing. I don't know.
Were you the like kids that turned up and everyone was like, oh, who are these ruffians from the intercity?
No. We were more civilised than the other schools. The other schools were full of all sorts.
Okay.
What about you, Matt? What have you done that's impressive?
Me?
Yes, you.
God. Impressive. Not much. Fun. I did my skydive. That was amazing.
That, yeah, I remember that. That's pretty cool. Very proud of you for that.
See, that's just one of the things everyone should do before they die. Cause
I really want to, but a little bit scary.
Well, remember that I'm terrified of heights.
Oh yeah, true.
Load up your shorts for the stunning and planes.
Oops.
Yeah.
How did you even make yourself do that then?
Well, this is the thing, the whole journey up, like, you got to sit in between the guy's legs, and I was actually shivering. It was a hot day.
Jesus.
But I was actually shivering, and, yeah, to anyone that would think, because this is what I thought, oh, I'll do this, and then I'll be over my fear of flying and, heights. It cured neither of them, it just makes me less bothered about having to jump out of a plane when I plan to.
Fair enough.
I still don't think I would enjoy it if I was being forced to in an emergency.
I just added a video to our favourites. You need to go watch it.
Our favourites?
The Mexican B Channel favourites.
Why am I never adding favourites to this? Hmm?
Just go and watch it.
I've got another world record for you here.
Okay.
It's the most expensive pizza.
Oh God.
Commercially available, you know, like where anyone can buy it.
Okay.
It's £100.
Is it worth it though?
It's English. It's Gordon Ramsay's restaurant.
Oh.
Yeah. It's got... Right, what's it got on it? It's a thin crust, wood fire baked pizza topped with onion puree,
ugh,
white truffle paste, Bontina cheese, baby mozzarella, pancetta, kep mushrooms? I would have thought that was cap, but okay.
What? How's it spelled?
Freshly... C-E-P.
C-E-P? That's sep.
Yeah.
Maybe? I don't know.
Sep.
Sep?
Mushrooms?
Sep,
yeah.
I don't know.
Sep bladder mushrooms?
Sep bladder. Step bladder.
Freshly picked wild Mizuna lettuce.
Ew.
So just lettuce.
Gross.
And garnish with shavings. Fresh shape. Fresh... That's... Try saying that.
Fresh shavings. Fresh shavings.
Now say it fast.
Fresh shavings.
Of a rare Italian white truffle.
Ew. That sounds fucking disgusting.
It doesn't sound nice, does it? Where's the meat?
I know.
Is pancetta meat? I can't remember.
Yeah.
Is that a ham?
It's like a hammy sort of... Yeah.
Yeah.
I've got a perfect pizza for you, right? And it'll cost you about £20 from Domino's. Okay, you ready?
Jesus, that's still expensive.
You ready?
Yeah.
First, you have the base, right? You don't have a normal crust.
Yeah.
You have a barbecue, a mozzarella, stuffed crust, okay? That's just the start, okay? So barbecue sauce and mozzarella stuffed crust. You then have double helpings of barbecue sauce instead of pizza sauce. So you swish it around and everything.
I'm feeling I know where this is going.
You should know, because I order it all the time. It's my favourite. Then,
I think you like barbecue sauce.
I love barbecue sauce, man. Barbecue sauce is the best sauce of all the sauces ever. I don't know who made barbecue sauce for the very first time or how they came across it, but wow. Just wow.
It was Jim Barbecue.
Is that a joke?
No.
Jim Barbecue?
Yeah, he created barbecue sauce.
Oh, I thought you were joking. Is it serious?
No, mate. Yeah.
Oh. I've never heard of him.
You've never heard of Jim Barbecue?
No, I'm Googling, hold on. Jim Barbecue. How do you spell barbecue? And I know it's not BBQ.
No, his second name's not BBQ. B-A-R.
B-A-R?
B something something. Q-U-E.
Barbecue. I think you're lying to me. Oh, Jim Barbecue.
I love...
What is this?
Do you really think barbecue sauce would be named after the inventor when the barbecue was already made?
What do you mean? Like, how do you know barbecue sauce didn't come second, like first?
No, that makes no sense.
Why? Barbecue sauce could have come first. Made for... No. They might have just renamed it barbecue sauce.
That's like saying, what came first, the chicken or the egg?
Easily the chicken.
No.
Everyone knows it's the chicken.
No.
Yeah, it is.
No, it's the egg.
How is it the egg? It's chicken.
No, because evolution eventually spat out a chicken, yeah?
Yeah.
And that chicken would have come from an egg, from something that was evolving into a chicken, so it was slowly still laying eggs.
Yeah, so it was a chicken first then?
No, because it was a different animal before it fully became a chicken. But it laid an egg that then hatched a chicken.
Hmm. I'm sure it's the other way around.
No. Right, I'm going to watch this YouTube video you told me to watch.
What? Was it the one I just put on my favourites, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Go and watch it and tell me what you think.
Okay.
Did you know that these guys aren't even Mexican? They're not bees, either.
What the hell was that?
What do you think?
Well, do you like it? The pinus.
Did you like it?
I didn't find it great. I'm not gonna lie.
Why? It was Tim and Eric. Tim and Eric's always great.
This is what I do. I sit on you.
Sit on you. Sit on you. That's true. There's so, like, hardly any videos on YouTube these days.
No, there's not much at the moment, is there?
Yeah.
And we're putting some of that rubbish in.
I know, we're contributing to this. Guff.
Oh my god.
What?
Right. So, I'm obsessed with this Guinness World Records website now.
Okay.
But I've just found something that's incredible.
Oh dear.
The fastest serve of a tennis ball by a male.
Oh god, go on.
Right, it happened last year in May. And,
okay.
It was by a guy called Samuel Groth.
How and fast was it?
What do you want, kilometres an hour or miles per hour?
Miles per hour.
Miles per hour, yeah. 163.4.
What?
Yeah.
That is ridiculous.
Yep, that was a thing.
What the fuck? How is that possible?
Incredible, isn't it?
Did it not set fire? and like fall apart.
Yeah.
That is incredible.
Oh my god. But. Oh wow, I've got all the fastest sports hits here. Do you want to hear them?
Well, the fastest what, sorry?
Sports hits. So, like, the fastest throw of a rugby ball, fastest cricket,
oh, okay,
delivery,
go on,
stuff like that. Okay, we'll start with the slowest, yeah? And work our way up.
Okay.
Okay, so fastest throw of a rugby ball.
Mm-hmm.
Was 48 miles per hour.
Okay.
That's pretty fast, just to chuck a ball.
That's pretty fast.
Yeah. Fastest cricket delivery was 100 miles an hour.
Jesus.
Yeah. That would be scary coming at you.
Big time.
Baseball was slightly faster though, with 105.
Oh my god.
Yeah. Fastest ice hockey, 110.
That'd hurt though, wouldn't it? Like a puck coming at you.
Yeah. Fastest football shot.
Wait. Do you mean?
Sorry, I ruined it.
Do you mean like American, or do you mean soccer?
No. I mean English.
English football. Okay, say it again. Sorry, I interrupted.
Yeah. 114 miles an hour.
Fucking hell, who was that?
David Hurst.
Never heard of him.
He's from, well, it says the UK.
Oh.
Hmm. Then you got that guy I just told you about, the tennis, at 163 miles an hour. Then some sort of sport I've never heard of. Fastest
javelin?
Alai throw.
Jalalai. What?
Yeah.
Never heard of
What's
it.
What's that?
Fuck no.
Oh. Well, we'll ignore that one then.
Yeah, forget it. It's not a real sport.
Fastest golf drive was 217 miles an hour.
Jeez. That's
and
bad.
The fastest, by quite a way, at 261.6 miles an hour.
Oh my god.
Badminton? How? Them feathers slow it down so much.
What the hell? Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
That's crazy.
For anyone who doesn't understand miles per hour, that's 421 kilometers an hour.
Fuck me.
Jesus. I bet that hurt.
That's what she said. Did you know the longest nose on a living person measures 8.8 centimetres?
What? That's ridiculous.
3.46 inches. From bridge to tip.
Jesus.
A man from Turkey.
That's longer than any part of your body.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no.
Did you not like that one?
Oh. The longest tongue measures 3.86 inches. I'm sure your tongue's bigger than that. You got a massive tongue.
Yeah, I know. It's ridiculous. Ladies and gentlemen.
Gentlemen. Narrowest street. Why would you have a narrow street?
Is that
street?
A thing?
The narrowest
Isn't
street...
that also known as a...
...is in Rutlingen, Germany. It is called Spruerhofstrasse. And is 31 centimetres, 1 foot at the narrowest point.
Isn't what? That just called an alley?
Well, there's a picture of an old man and he can barely squeeze down it.
Or, yeah, so it's just a...
Why don't you not go
gap,
through there?
Surely. Yeah. That's not a road.
that's just a gap somewhere.
Path. Yeah, like an awkwardly placed path.
The smallest dog living, in terms of height... 4 inches tall.
What?
And it's some weird little fucking chihuahua bastard that I could eat for breakfast. smallest living horse, 17 and a half inches.
What?
Yep.
That's amazing.
And it's not even a baby.
Really?
Miniature sorrel brown mare. It's called Goose Creek Farm, St. Louis, in Missouri.
I love that I'm looking through this, GuinnessWorldRecords.com. And do you know what one of the things I found?
Go on.
Obama loves broccoli.
Does he? I like broccoli.
Apparently so.
Obama just takes things too far sometimes.
But why is that on the Guinness World Record?
I don't know. First,
does he like it that much?
First black president to admit to liking broccoli? I don't know. Is that a thing?
It is a thing, because everything he does is the first time.
It pretty much is, isn't it?
Ever done that. Yeah.
How cool is that? He's a record setter.
For everything. He's the first black president to ever brush his teeth. Which sounds gross that, like, no one's ever done it, but because there has never been one. What else is he the first black president to ever do?
To swat a fly and actually hit it, like, on a national news station interview.
Oh yeah, I remember that. He's the first ever black president to smile at a child.
True.
Creepy.
How? Longest snake ever.
Big.
In captivity. Oh. 25 feet.
25 feet?
There's like a picture of, like, hold on, 1, 2, 3, 4. 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17. 21 people standing next to each other, like, holding it.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, I've just come across it. Is it the one outside the place called the Edge of Hell?
They're wearing, like, red and black or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. Also in Missouri. Why are so many records set in Missouri? What is that about?
I don't know. Where's Missouri around? Like, what part of America?
Missouri? South, I think.
Missouri, USA. There you go.
There's not that many records in there, is there? I think we've seen about 10.
No,
For the official thingy.
Site is really rubbish.
Shit, innit?
Probably get more of Wikipedia.
True.
Probably all a lie.
Yeah, you can do shit on Wikipedia, can't you?
And you're wrong, it's not in the south of America, it's like slap bang near the middle.
I thought it was near the bottom, like near
east.
What's it called? Hairiest teenager, find out more. There's a little girl and she is hairy. Literally everywhere but her lips and her eyeballs have hair.
That's
Bangkok, Thailand.
That's ridiculous.
Furthest milk squirting distance. What the fuck?
What the hell?
It's from his eye as well.
Where are you looking at now?
He's squirting the milk out of his eye and they're measuring the length.
Oh, why?
Because they're sick fuckers. Oh, it makes me... It's disgusting.
For anyone who doesn't know, Adam's got a serious disposition about eyes.
I hate them so much. I can't watch people touching them. I can't have people go near my eyes. Ugh. Makes us sick.
Adam?
What? Adam. What?
Guess what this is?
No, I don't even want to know. That is gross. Heaviest object supported while sword swallowed. What the fuck?
No?
What?
Could you hear that?
No.
Oh, there's a little slapping noise. It was my eyelid.
Gross. I hate when people turn their eyes inside out as well. That's so weird.
No, I can't do that.
Longest distance walking over hot plate. Why would you do that?
What?
75 what foot? I don't know. That's Germans for you.
That is Germans for you. Typical of their...
Their doings.
Their heritage? Let's go with that.
Yeah.
Oh.
Loudest purr by a domestic cat.
How loud?
67.7 decibels. Is that loud? I don't even know if it's loud. Oh my god. Can you hear that?
That car that just went past is doing about 130, 160 decibels. Somewhere in between there.
That was very loud. And he's been doing it for the past like 10 minutes now. Get on my tits.
Yeah, I know. I keep hearing it.
Most albino siblings.
What?
Yeah.
Are they saying that there's a lot of them or they're really albino?
Well, they... Can you hear him still?
Yeah, I can hear him coming back.
Oh, so annoying. It doesn't actually say how many there are. Hold on. 1, 2, 3, 4. 4, is that it? That's not really good. Well, they look like Duncan from the Orcs cast.
Really?
Yeah. Except a little bit blonder.
Brilliant.
Oh yeah, there's the most expensive pizza.
It's really not impressive, is it?
No, it's not. Big letdown with that. Most flying discs, frisbee, in brackets, caught and held in the mouth by a dog. Okay, what I like about this record is that it doesn't actually tell you what the record is.
What, how many it is?
So we've got the top, most flying discs, and then in brackets, frisbees. Caught and held in the mouth by a dog. For the record, who was it? It was blah, blah, blah. What was it? Blah, blah, blah. Where? It doesn't say. When? 2010. Description. Edward Watson, USA, dog, Rose, can catch... Oh, seven. Seven flying discs thrown one at a time. Brilliant.
What, and holds onto them all at the same time?
Oh, does it? Oh, and hold them all in her mouth at once, yeah. Okay, that's pretty impressive. How does it hold them all in her
mouth?
Yeah,
I was going to say.
That's ridiculous. Some guy with needles in his face.
Shock. There's always one of them in there.
Most piercings. Kid with spoons balanced on his head. Most steps walked down by a dog facing forwards, balancing a glass of water on its head. That's just, like, going into fine detail, isn't it, that?
Yeah.
Most steps walked down by a dog facing forward, balancing a glass of water on its head.
I wonder if it's more or less for a dog walking backwards with a glass.
That's ridiculous. You could do that over anything, though, and it'd be a record. Like,
and you could
first white man
to, like, Fanta.
Yeah, and it would just be a new record. But yeah, it would be the same dog with a different drink. First white man on the M4 to be driving with his sunglasses upside down, listening to Sweet Home Alabama, and has a yellow t-shirt on. Yeah, that's a world record. We'll have that one.
That is.
Most tattooed senior person. Why would you look?
Gross.
Can you imagine what their like looks they'd get when they go down to the co-op or whatever? To get their milk and papers.
I love that. I love that idea.
That's what old people do though.
This is true. It's been scientifically proven.
Obama loves broccoli.
The longest garlic bread was almost 9 meters.
Jesus.
That would be nice.
Yeah, but do you reckon the other end would go cold though before you got to it? That'd be a bit.
Well, annoying. I would never get through 9 meters of garlic bread.
Might do. Depends how hungry you were.
What? Not 9 meters, that's huge.
Is it? Is it?
Yes.
Is it?
That's almost 30 feet.
How big?
29 and a half.
Oh, okay. Okay, that's pretty big.
Yeah, that's like 5 and a bit of me.
Yeah, maybe not.
Almost 6 of me, that is, basically.
I couldn't eat 6 of you.
That sounds gross.
Why did you make it sound gross? It wasn't gross until you said it sounded gross.
No, because all I could hear at the end of that was that I could eat one.
You're so weird. So thank you for listening, everyone. Don't forget to check out our YouTube page and check out all of the lovely videos on there for you to watch. Thank you for Matt for being here for this podcast today.
You're welcome.
Thank you very much. Well, thank you for watching, everyone. Goodbye.
Bye.
This channel is just about as awesome as I am. So keep watching, America.